We have 10 minutes for presentation and 10 minutes for Q&A. We're starting from now.
Okay, good evening. Let me introduce our team. My name is Nida as programmer, and this is Anwar as programmer and Ramadolan as mechanic. So, this is our product and driver. We all agree that education is a human right for everyone. For all, rich or poor, and also for brother and sister that have disability in seeing. Do you ever talk how they can learn in school? Of course, it's harder than us because of their limitation in seeing. As we know, there are two basic skills in education: reciting and calculating. To study about that, the blind people use braille literation. What is braille literation? Braille literation is pattern that represent letter and number. There are many media that usually use in school to study about braille. The first is braille keys, braille text, and braille paper. The first is braille keys. Braille keys is usually used for learn about counting, but it has a huge dimension, and we have to make one to use it because the block is have to locate it manually, and it's not interactive. The second is braille text. Braille text is usually used for learning about reading, but they have to create the character manually, and it's so fragile because if we press it too much, it will change the character. And the third is braille paper. Braille paper generally have huge in size, and it's not interactive because the character can be changed because if the student press it too much. Because we know, we care, and we want a solution for the problem, so we innovate EduBraille. What is EduBraille? EduBraille is interactive media to learn in Braille. Basically, there are many devices that can represent the braille pattern dynamically. The first is solenoid. Solenoid can represent braille dynamically, but it has very huge dimension. The second is polymer electroactive. Polymer electroactive is really expensive. The third is vibration. Vibration is not represent the functional of braille because it just vibrate, not popping out. And the last is servomotor, but it has a very big size. So we introduce new mechanical concept that use electromagnet and lever. So this is the concept. So the pin will be arise. In our device, we have 10 braille cells that can represent braille pattern dynamically. In the right side is for the page number, and the in the left set is for the main braille display. There are 6 buttons in our device to change the content of the braille. So we can change the line, we can change the page, we can play the audio from this device. There are many features that we implement in this device. The first is we have 10 interactive braille display. The second is we can support earphone, and we have accurate braille size. We can play audio with this device and low consumption of power and support with Bluetooth, so we can connect it with our phone. The device service. The first is we can explore the braille, we can read the story, and we can see the braille live with our phone. To connect the device and the phone, we use Bluetooth. To explore the braille, we can recognize the braille and we can learn the braille pattern. For the second, we have database-based evaluation and parent report accomplishment. So the parent can control the child progress. And the last is like you braille, so the parents can learn about braille also, and it used to monitor the device. To improve the competency, we also add recite the story feature. There are 3 starter story in the device and available to update and have background music. To build that feature, we use Visual Studio and Microsoft Azure. We use Arduino Mega in the device because it's cheap and recently popular platform. All of that, we integrate it in our product Edubrail. This is our original, so we create our software content by ourselves, the music, the database, and mechanic concept is also original, and hardware configuration also original. So the first is the device. More interactive, we add audio in this device.
A, B, C.
So in this device, the display is represent the letter of A, B, and C. We make it in Indonesian, still in Indonesian. To change the line, we can push this button. And the display will change also. We can play it.
D, E, F.
And it display D, E, and F letter. For check, there are two main. We can learn about reading and calculating here, so we can change the model. So now we can learn about counting. To change the page, we can push this button. And it's also add to evaluate the progress of learning. maybe that's all. Thank you.
Okay, thank you for the presentation. Judges, if you have any questions.
So, this is only for learning, I guess.
Yes.
That's how we're supposed to learn about it. And why don't you go the whole 9 year and use it also for Braille reader? I mean, for people to read books with Braille.
So we have searched about the same project. So they develop the Braille, but for the professional. So it can represent from the file. So we want to make a different device. And why we choose to make it for learning, because we have to observation to school and they need this project because they have a limit device to that can be used to learn in school.
So the answer is because you want to differentiate, is it correct?
Yes.
But I thought one of the reasons also to make it more accessible for user in terms of cost, for example. That's also why you use the big ones, because as mentioned before, there are other existing ways to generate Braille text or Braille characters that you use to do this because it's more cheaper and it's cheaper and more accessible. Is that other device that do the whole line yard is also cheaper or expensive?
The other device.
Yeah.
So there are, maybe we can compare it. I know the last the recent finalist of Imagine Cup also developed Braille. Yes. So maybe we can use the examples. The team name is Tactile, so they develop it, but they use Sepho, so they and it only contains 3 characters of Braille. So they have a huge size, but totally different functionality with this because they read the text and convert it to Braille. There is the text and convert to Braille. But our device is to display Braille that implement in.
So it is possible to load some content to that device, like putting a book so the disabled person could read the book? Or this is just only to recognize the word, like the first learning process for the kids that has a disability. Is it possible to put the content there?
So we develop the Android application to do that, but it's still in development. So the law is the parent will use this application to control the children so they can log in and there are 4 menu here. For the first is read Braille. So for the read Braille is for the device to the headphones. We connect it with Bluetooth. But it's still development, so the view is like this. So it represents A, B, and C.
Yeah, I mean, is it possible for that device can be like an e-book reader for the disabled person?
Yes, for that is in other feature.
Mm-hmm.
So for
it's possible.
Yes, because we transfer the data by Bluetooth, so we can send the data here to this device by the phone application.
I guess the reason why we ask this is because it's about
disability.
If it's only for learning, that it's only disability. Once it's about proficient with Braille, it's not that useful anymore. But if you make it a Braille reader that can give you advanced notebooks or something, then it will be much more useful, much more long way for some reason.
Yes.
Are there any similar products or the similar product?
Yes.
Similar technology?
Yes.
Using similar technology?
No, not the same technology. So the same product is Braille display that use polymer electroactive and it can cost about I forget the number.
How much is it?
For the development only. For this device only, it costs to less than 2 million.
Yeah. And I guess if you next project it will be lower, it's cost and price. That's what we're doing. We're going to mass produce it. Have you ever tried this with real one person?
Yes, we have tried it with the student and the Braille text maker. We have tried this project. So we can, maybe we can keep it.
So the device that with the servo motor is you that invented or there are other products that use the servo also?
This is used no use servo. This use electromagnet.
Electromagnet.
Yes. So as long as research there's no product that use
electromagnet,
yes. So my friend is develop it by himself.
Dimainkan suaranya juga
yang
tadi.
Kita we make it accurate. Is our product suitable for them? So because they have us their sense to touch the braille.
Dua.
Coba yang tadi kalau pengen tahu tuh bisa.
This is the first time I have like a new technology that I can
yes, we have talked about that and we still make it stable so we can patent it.
Do you have an advisor for that, from the aspect for protecting the... Do you have any legal advisors at the school?
Oh, so our lecturer is the son is blind, and also in our department there is a laboratory that have Braille printer, and so they have a standard of Braille.
No, I mean like for patent,
patent
perfect your Braille. intellectual property when you register a register with the paper.
Maybe we can, for the first week, can produce the paper of this
Okay, thank you, time's up. Thank you, Tim. Thank you for your presentation. Good luck.